In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Vous aimez cette qualité? Eh bien, faut pas se gêner. Donnez à cette qualité. Donnez à cette qualité. Donnez. Faut pas se gêner. Donnez.
One Stop Caribbean Cuisine is the place to be. The best tasting food, West Indian food. Check it out. 334 St. Jacques Street. The one and only. Chef X. And the best. Everyone calling up his name, talking about him. All type of food ready right there. Fish, vegetables, oxtail, curry goat, jerk chicken. That same tasting Caribbean food in a Montreal. And then me go when me left Jamaica. Go there right now. The food delicious, delicious. West Indian Caribbean cuisine.
To stream or not to stream, that is the question. From platforming hate speech to unbelievably low royalty rates for artists, how can we as music fans ethically consume music online? Yes, radio stations such as CJLO are indeed an ethical source for music consumption, but what are the larger forces at play? What role do major labels have in this current climate? And what realistically can listeners do to ensure that the musicians they love can sustain long and meaningful careers? To find out, please join CJLO 1690 AM, CKUT 90.3 FM, and various members of the Canadian music industry for a wide-ranging and important conversation regarding the ethics of streaming on Thursday, April 14th at 12 p.m. Eastern. For more details on how to attend, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at CJLO 1690 AM.
This is Tony from Planet Giza, and you're listening to CKUT Montreal Community Radio. This the crib right here, so shout-outs to every station on here, and shout-outs to you, the listener. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
We're back on If You Got Ears, CKUT 90.3 FM. We're going to hear from Samutek, Polish artist who creates stark, hellish soundscapes from their new album, Skamielina. After that, we'll hear from artists such as Sewer Election, The Shadow Ring, and Sarah Devachi, who has a show coming up in Montreal shortly. We'll talk more about that later on in the program. For now, enjoy Samutek.
Przepraszam, ale chciałam panią jakoś obudzić.
Thank you.
There we just heard Skamielina from a Polish artist called Samutek. If you enjoy soundscape and music concrete, you should check out their other work. Great artist. Up next, we're going to hear from a noise musician out of Gothenburg, Sweden, who goes by the name Sewer Election. They have a fantastic new album on the label White Centipede Noise, based in Germany, called Blizzard Amplification. And from that new release, we're going to hear Spirals 1 here on CKUT.
The head and the hands clean. Keep fingernails in pristine condition. When touching objects pulled from the branches, or things that do best under blankets of soil, a cat is not likely to ask for a wash. And parsnips in shower caps are not all that common. And I can't recall the last time that fruit or harvest produce volunteered to put on its bathing costume, keep them underwater and scrub their skins clean, folded and abetted by brushes and things. Underwater and wash what you eat, aided and abetted by brushes and things.
We just heard the Shadow Ring with Wash What You Eat, from the album Hold On To ID. Coming up, Sarah DeVacci, a Canadian composer who will be in Montreal performing April 2nd as part of the OK Law Goethe Institute concert series. We'll hear her third triad from the Hore album, which was released during the pandemic of 2020. Enjoy. nice meditation from Sarah Devachi. Again, she'll be in Montreal April 2nd with Callie Malone and others as part of a concert series put on by OK Law and the Goethe Institute in Montreal April 2nd. Thanks for listening to If You Got Ears. We'll catch you next time.
Open the door. Seek new world. In here, Security 90.3 FM from Montreal.
From Pacifica Radio, this is Voices of the Middle East and North Africa. I am Malihe Razozan. On March 1st, the Israeli Supreme Court issued a ruling allowing four Palestinian families slated for eviction from their homes in the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah to stay in their homes for now. So what is the significance of this ruling? I spoke with Jerusalem-based prominent Palestinian activist Amani Khalifa about Israel's forced expulsion of Palestinians from Jerusalem.